Hello, this is Chris, and welcome back to Flow English. This is part two of the story Lemon Dog's Lucky Day. Lemon Dog found his keys and got into his car. Lemon Dog found his keys and got into his car. Who found his keys? Lemon Dog. What did he find? His keys. What did he get into? He got into his car. Lemon Dog found his keys and got into his car. What did he find? His keys. What did he get into? His car. He got into his car. Who found his keys and got into his car? Lemon Dog did. Lemon Dog found his keys and got into his car. Did Lemon Dog get into a bus? Or did Lemon Dog get into a car? He got into his car. He found his keys and got into his car. Who got into his car? Lemon Dog. Who found his keys? Lemon Dog did. Lemon Dog found his keys. Did Lemon Dog find his keys? Or did Lemon Dog find his lemons? His keys. He found his keys and got into his car. Lemon Dog found his keys and got into his car. On his way to the store, he has to get through a long line of traffic. On his way to the store, he has to get through a long line of traffic. What did Lemon Dog have to do? He had to get through a long line of traffic. Lemon Dog had to get through a long line of traffic. He had to get through a long line of traffic. On his way to the store, what kind of line did he have to get through? What kind of line? A long line of traffic. He had to get through a long line of traffic. Was the line long or was the line short? It was long. The line was long. It was a long line of traffic. Was it a long line of traffic, or was it a long line of people? Traffic. It was a long line of traffic. Not people. It was a long line of traffic. On his way to the store, he has to get through a long line of traffic. Who went to the store? Lemon Dog. Where did he go? The store. What did he have to get through? He had to get through a long line of traffic. What happened when Lemon Dog drove to the store? What happened? He had to get through a long line of traffic. Who had to? Lemon Dog had to. When? When did he have to get through a long line of traffic? On his way to the store. On Lemon Dog's way to the store, Lemon Dog had to get through a long line of traffic. What does Lemon Dog do? He drives to the store. He goes to the store. On his way to the store, he has to get through a long line of traffic. On his way means he goes to. On his way means during his trip. During his trip to the store, he has to get through a long line of traffic. Get through means go through. Go through a long line of traffic. On his way to the store, he has to get through a long line of traffic. Luckily, his car is souped up, and he gets through fast. Luckily, his car is souped up, and he gets through fast. Whose car is souped up? Lemon Dog's car. Lemon Dog's car is souped up, and he gets through fast. Does he get through slow, or does he get through fast? He gets through fast. He gets through the long line of traffic fast. What? What does he get through? A long line of traffic. How? How does he get through a long line of traffic? He gets through fast. Lemon Dog gets through a long line of traffic fast. Luckily, his car is souped up, and he gets through fast. What is souped up? His car. Lemon Dog's car is souped up. Souped up means fast, powerful, extra powerful, extra fast. Luckily, his car is extra powerful, and he gets through fast. Luckily, his car is fast, and he gets through fast. Souped up means powerful or fast. Luckily, his car is souped up, and he gets through fast. What does Lemon Dog use to get through the traffic with? What does he use to get through the traffic with? His car. He uses his car. He uses his souped-up car. Luckily, his car is souped up, and he gets through fast. Lemon Dog found his keys and got into his car. On his way to the store, he has to get through a long line of traffic. Luckily, his car is souped up, and he gets through fast. What did Lemon Dog have to do before he got into his car? What did he do before he got into his car? He found his keys before he got into his car. Lemon Dog found his keys and got into his car. On his way to the store, he has to get through a long line of traffic. How did he get through a long line of traffic? How? He got through with his car. He got through with his souped-up car, and he got through fast. Luckily, his car is souped up, and he gets through fast. When he gets to the grocery store, he goes to the fruit and vegetable aisle. When he gets to the grocery store, he goes to the fruit and vegetable aisle. When Lemon Dog gets to the grocery store, what aisle does he go to? What aisle? He goes to the fruit and vegetable aisle. When he gets to the grocery store, he goes to the fruit and vegetable aisle. Does he go to the bread aisle? No, not the bread aisle. Does he go to the milk and cheese aisle? No, not milk and cheese. Not the milk and cheese aisle. What aisle does he go to? He goes to the fruit and vegetable aisle. When does Lemon Dog go to the fruit and vegetable aisle? When he gets to the grocery store. When he gets to the grocery store, he goes to the fruit and vegetable aisle. He doesn't go to the milk and cheese aisle. He doesn't go to the bread aisle. He goes to the fruit and vegetable aisle. Aisle means line or lane. It's the part of the store with the fruit and vegetables. When he gets to the grocery store, he goes to the fruit and vegetable aisle. What kind of store does Lemon Dog go to? What kind of store? It's a grocery store. Lemon Dog goes to a grocery store. He gets to the grocery store and he goes to the fruit and vegetable aisle. Who goes to the grocery store? Lemon Dog. What does he do when he gets to the grocery store? He goes to the fruit and vegetable aisle. Who goes to the grocery store? Lemon Dog goes to the grocery store. Where does he go? He goes to the grocery store. What does he do at the grocery store? He goes to the fruit and vegetable aisle. When he gets to the grocery store, he goes to the fruit and vegetable aisle. He looks at the shelf of beautiful, sexy, delicious lemons. He looks at the shelf of beautiful, sexy, delicious lemons. Who looks at the shelf? Lemon Dog looks. Lemon Dog looks at the shelf of beautiful, sexy, delicious lemons. He looks at the shelf of beautiful, sexy, delicious lemons. What does he look at? He looks at the shelf. He looks at the lemons that are on the shelf. He looks at the shelf of beautiful, sexy, delicious lemons. The lemons. Are they beautiful? Yes, they're beautiful. The lemons are beautiful. Are they ugly? No, they aren't ugly. The lemons aren't ugly. They're beautiful. The lemons are beautiful. Are the lemons sexy? Yes, the lemons are sexy. Lemon Dog thinks the lemons are beautiful and sexy. Are they delicious? Yes, the lemons are also delicious. The lemons are beautiful and sexy and delicious. Delicious means tasty, good to eat. He looks at the shelf of beautiful, sexy, delicious lemons. Are the lemons beautiful and sexy? Yes, they're beautiful and sexy. Are they sexy and delicious? Yes, they're sexy and delicious. Are they sexy or ugly? They're sexy. They're not ugly. The lemons are sexy. Are they good to eat or bad to eat? They're good to eat. Are they tasty and delicious? Yes, they're tasty and delicious. They are delicious lemons. The lemons look beautiful, sexy, and delicious. When he gets to the grocery store, he goes to the fruit and vegetable aisle. He looks at the shelf of beautiful, sexy, delicious lemons. He can tell they are loaded with lots of juice. He can tell they are loaded with lots of juice. Who can tell they are loaded with lots of juice? Lemon dog can. Lemon dog can tell they are loaded with lots of juice. He can tell they are loaded. He can see that. He can see that they are loaded with lots of juice. He can tell they are loaded with lots of juice. Are the lemons loaded with lots of water? No, not water. Are the lemons loaded with lots of milk? No, not milk. Are the lemons loaded with lots of juice or water? Juice. The lemons are loaded with lots of juice. What kind of juice are the lemons loaded with? Lemon juice. The lemons are loaded with lots of lemon juice. Is it lemon juice or orange juice? Lemon juice, not orange juice. The lemons are loaded with lots of lemon juice. Are the lemons loaded with lots of lime juice or lemon juice? Not lime juice, lemon juice. The lemons are loaded with lots of juice. They are loaded with lots of lemon juice. He can tell they are loaded with lots of juice. He fills his shopping cart with 36,001 plump, juicy lemons. What does he do with his shopping cart? What does Lemon Dog do with his shopping cart? He fills his shopping cart. He fills his shopping cart with plump, juicy lemons. Does he empty his shopping cart or fill his shopping cart? He fills it. He fills his shopping cart. He doesn't empty his shopping cart. He fills it. What does he fill? He fills his cart. He fills his shopping cart. What does he fill his cart with? Plump, juicy lemons. He fills his shopping cart with plump, juicy lemons. How many lemons does he fill his cart with? 36,001 plump, juicy lemons. How many? 36,001. 36,001 plump, juicy lemons. Does he fill his cart with 36,006 plump, juicy lemons? No, not 36,006. He fills his cart with 36,001 plump, juicy lemons. Are the lemons plump or are they skinny? The lemons are plump. They're not skinny. Are the lemons big or little? The lemons are big. The lemons are plump. They're not little. Are the lemons fat or are they thin? They're fat. The lemons are fat. The lemons are plump. They're juicy. They're full of juice. They're plump with juice. He fills his shopping cart with 36,001 plump, juicy lemons. Now, the lemons. Are they juicy or are they dry? They're juicy. The lemons are juicy. They are juicy lemons. They are not dry lemons. Are the lemons thin and dry? Or are the lemons plump and juicy? Plump and juicy. The lemons are so plump and so juicy. They are not dry, and they are not thin. They are plump and juicy. The lemons are full of juice. They are full of lemon juice. They are plump and juicy lemons. What did Lemon Dog do when he got to the store? He went to the fruit and vegetable aisle. What did he look at? He looked at the shelf of lemons. What were the lemons? The lemons were beautiful, sexy, delicious. The lemons were beautiful, sexy, and delicious. What could he tell about the lemons? What could he tell? He could tell, or he could see that, he could see that they were loaded with lots of juice. Loaded means full of. They were loaded with lots of juice. What did he fill his cart with? Plump, juicy lemons. He filled his shopping cart with plump, juicy lemons. How many plump, juicy lemons? 36,001. 36,001 plump, juicy lemons. He fills his shopping cart with 36,001 plump, juicy lemons. He pushes his cart up to the cashier in the checkout line. He pushes his cart up to the cashier in the checkout line. Who pushes his cart? Lemon Dog. Lemon Dog pushes his cart. Where? Where did he push his cart? Up to the cashier. He pushes his cart up to the cashier. Who does he push his cart up to? The cashier. He pushes his cart up to the cashier. Where? Where does he push his cart? Up to the cashier, in the checkout line. He pushes his cart up to the cashier, in the checkout line. What kind of line does he push his cart up to? What kind of line? The checkout line. He wants to buy his lemons, so he goes to the checkout line. He wants to buy the lemons. He wants to check out. He wants to buy the lemons at the checkout line. He pushes his cart up to the cashier in the checkout line. Who does he push his cart up to? The cashier. The saleswoman. He pushes his cart up to the saleswoman. Cashier means saleswoman. He buys his lemons from the cashier. He has to go to the checkout line to buy his lemons. He pushes his cart up to the cashier in the checkout line. What does he push? His cart or his car? He pushes his cart. He pushes his cart up to the cashier. Does he carry his cart or push his cart? He doesn't carry it. He pushes it. He pushes his cart up to the cashier. Does he bring his cart up to the cashier? Yes, sort of. He brings his cart up to the cashier. He pushes his cart up to the cashier. Where is the cashier? Where is she? She's in the checkout line. The cashier is always in the checkout line. The cashier checks people out of the store. He pushes his cart up to the cashier in the checkout line. What kind of line does Lemon Dog go to? What kind of line? The checkout line. He goes to the checkout line. He pushes his cart up to the cashier in the checkout line. She is used to him buying lots of lemons, but not thousands of them. She is used to him buying lots of lemons, but not thousands of them. Who? Who is used to him buying lots of lemons? She is. She is used to him buying lots of lemons. Who is she? She's the cashier. She is used to him buying lots of lemons. The cashier is used to him buying lots of lemons. She is used to him buying lots of lemons, but not thousands of them. But not hundreds of them or thousands of them. Not thousands. Not thousands of them. She is used to him buying lots of lemons, but not thousands of them. Is she used to him buying hundreds of lemons? Not hundreds. She is used to him buying lots of lemons, but not hundreds, but not thousands. She is used to him buying lots of lemons, but not thousands of them. How many lemons does Lemon Dog usually buy? He usually buys lots of lemons. She is used to him buying lots of lemons, but not thousands of them. She is used to him buying lots of lemons, but not thousands of them. She rings up his bill on the cash register, and it totals $53 million. $53 million! What is the total? $53 million. She rings up the bill on the cash register, and it totals $53 million. $53 million. How many dollars? $53 million. What's the total? The total is $53 million. She rings up his bill on the cash register, and it totals $53 million. Is the total $53 million? Or $53,000. $53 million. $53 million. It's not $53,000. It's $53 million. Is it $5,300? No, it isn't. It's not $5,300. It's not $53,000. It's $53 million. What does she ring up his bill on? What? She rings it up on the cash register. The cash register is a machine. It's the machine for totaling the bill. She rings up his bill on the cash register, and it totals $53 million. Does she ring up his bill on the cash register? Yes, she rings it up. She rings up his bill on the cash register. She adds up his bill on the cash register. She rings up his bill. Means adds up his bill. She totals his bill on the cash register, and it totals $53 million. $53 million. She rings up his bill on the cash register, and it totals $53 million. Who rings up his bill? The cashier. The cashier rings up his bill. Whose bill is it? It's Lemon Dog's bill. She rings up Lemon Dog's bill on the cash register. What is the bill? The bill is $53 million. What is the total of the bill? The total is $53 million. She rings up his bill on the cash register, and it totals $53 million. $53 million! Oh no, says Lemon Dog. I don't have enough cash. Oh no, says Lemon Dog, I don't have enough cash. What does Lemon Dog say? He says, oh no, I don't have enough cash. Who says oh no? Lemon Dog says, oh no. What else does he say? He says, I don't have enough cash. Lemon Dog says, oh no, I don't have enough cash. What does Lemon Dog say? Does he say, oh yes, I have enough cash? No, no, he doesn't. He says, "Oh no, I don't have enough cash." He doesn't say, "Oh yes, I do have enough cash." He says, "Oh no, I don't have enough cash." Does he have enough cash or doesn't he? He doesn't. He doesn't have enough cash. He doesn't have enough money. He doesn't have enough cash to buy the lemons. He doesn't have enough money to buy the lemons. Cash means money. Cash means dollar bills. Bills. He doesn't have enough cash. He doesn't have enough money. How much cash does he need? 53 million dollars. What does he need $53 million for? He needs $53 million to buy the lemons. He needs $53 million to buy 36,001 plump, juicy lemons. How much money does he need? 53 million. What does he need $53 million for? Lemons. How many lemons? 36,001. 36,001 plump, juicy lemons. "Oh no," says Lemon Dog. "I don't have enough cash." Lemon Dog is very upset. He doesn't know how to deal with it. Lemon Dog is very upset. He doesn't know how to deal with it. Who is upset? Is Lemon Dog upset? Or is the cashier upset? Lemon Dog. Lemon Dog is very upset. The cashier isn't upset. Is Lemon Dog upset or is he happy? He's upset. He's not happy. How upset is Lemon Dog? He's very upset. Lemon Dog is very upset. Why? Why is Lemon Dog very upset? Because he doesn't have enough cash. He doesn't have enough cash to buy the lemons. How much cash does he need? 53 million. He is very upset because he doesn't have $53 million. Lemon Dog is very upset. He doesn't know how to deal with it. What doesn't he know how to deal with? Not having enough cash. He doesn't know how to deal with not having enough cash. Lemon Dog is very upset. He doesn't know how to deal with it. Deal with it means he doesn't know what to do. He's upset and he can't get happy. He doesn't know what to do to pay for the lemons. He doesn't know how to deal with it. He doesn't know how to cope with it. He doesn't know what to do about it. Lemon Dog is very upset. He doesn't know how to deal with it. "Oh no," says Lemon Dog. "I don't have enough cash." Lemon Dog is very upset. He doesn't know how to deal with it. What doesn't Lemon Dog know how to deal with? Having enough cash. He doesn't know how to deal with not having enough cash. He wants to buy the lemons, but he doesn't have enough cash. He pushes his cart up to the cashier in the checkout line. She is used to him buying lots of lemons, but not thousands of them. How many lemons did he want to buy? He wanted to buy thousands of them. He wanted to buy 36,001 plump, juicy lemons. She rings up his bill on the cash register and it totals 53 million. 53 million! Oh no, says Lemon Dog. I don't have enough cash. Lemon Dog is very upset. He doesn't know how to deal with it. But it is his lucky day. It's Lemon Dog's lucky day. Whose lucky day is it? It's Lemon Dog's lucky day. Who's lucky? Lemon Dog is. Lemon Dog is lucky. Is it good luck or bad luck? Good luck. It's his lucky day. Is it a lucky day or lucky night? It's a lucky day. It's Lemon Dog's lucky day. The cashier has a crush on him. The cashier has a crush on him. Who has a crush on him? The cashier. The cashier has a crush on him. On who? On him. Who? On Lemon Dog. The cashier has a crush on Lemon Dog. Does the cashier have a crush on Lemon Dog? Or does the cashier have a crush on the lemons? Lemon Dog, not the lemons. The cashier has a crush on Lemon Dog. She likes Lemon Dog. The cashier has a crush on him. The cashier has a crush on Lemon Dog. The cashier has a crush on him. She thinks he is beautiful, sexy, and delicious. Who does she think is beautiful, sexy, and delicious? Lemon Dog. Lemon Dog. She thinks he is beautiful, sexy, and delicious. Who thinks he's beautiful, sexy, and delicious? She does. The cashier does. The cashier thinks he is beautiful, sexy, and delicious. She says, I like you, Lemon Dog. If you invite me to your party, I'll make up the difference. Does she say she likes Lemon Dog? Or does she say she loves Lemon Dog? She says she likes Lemon Dog. She says, I like you, Lemon Dog. If you invite me to your party, I'll make up the difference. She says, I'll make up the difference. Make up the difference means she'll pay for the rest of the lemons. Lemon Dog doesn't have enough cash, but she will pay for the rest. She will pay for the rest of the lemons. She says, "I like you, Lemon Dog. If you invite me to your party, I'll make up the difference." I like you, Lemon Dog. If you invite me to your party, I'll pay for the difference. I'll pay for the rest of the lemons. Who will pay for the rest of the lemons? Who will make up the difference? The cashier will. She will make up the difference. What does Lemon Dog have to do? He has to invite the cashier to the party. If Lemon Dog invites the cashier to the party, what will the cashier do? She'll make up the difference. She'll pay for the rest of the lemons. She says, "I like you, Lemon Dog. If you invite me to your party, I'll make up the difference." "Great," says Lemon Dog. "You're invited." Who says, "Great, you're invited"? Does the cashier say, "Great, you're invited"? Or does Lemon Dog say, "Great, you're invited"? Lemon Dog says it. Lemon Dog says, "Great, you're invited." Who did Lemon Dog invite to the party? He invited the cashier. He invited the cashier. The cashier will make up the difference. "Great," says Lemon Dog. "You're invited." He pays $40 million and she pays $13 million. He pays $40 million and she pays $13 million. Who paid $40 million? Lemon Dog. Who paid $13 million? The cashier paid $13 million. The cashier paid $13 million. How much did Lemon Dog pay? He paid $40 million. Lemon Dog pays $40 million and she pays $13 million. Lemon Dog leaves with his lemons and gives the cashier his telephone number. Who leaves with his lemons? Lemon Dog. Lemon Dog leaves with his lemons. Does Lemon Dog leave with the cashier? No, not the cashier. He leaves with the lemons. What does he give to the cashier? He gives the cashier his telephone number. What kind of number? His telephone number. Who does he give it to? The cashier. Who gives the cashier his telephone number? Lemon Dog does. Lemon Dog gives his telephone number to the cashier. Lemon Dog leaves with his lemons and gives the cashier his telephone number. "Call me," he says as he smiles and leaves the store. What does Lemon Dog say? "Call me." When does Lemon Dog say, "Call me"? When he leaves the store. What else does he do when he leaves the store? He smiles. Lemon Dog smiles and leaves the store. "Call me," he says as he smiles and leaves the store. This is the end of the mini story for Lemon Dog's Lucky Day Part 2. Let's do the final read through. Lemon Dog found his keys and got into his car. On his way to the store, he has to get through a long line of traffic. Luckily, his car is souped up and he gets through fast. When he gets to the grocery store, he goes to the fruit and vegetable aisle. He looks at the shelf of beautiful, sexy, delicious lemons. He can tell they are loaded with lots of juice. He fills his shopping cart with 36,001 plump, juicy lemons. He pushes his cart up to the cashier in the checkout line. She is used to him buying lots of lemons, but not thousands of them. She rings up his bill on the cash register, and it totals $53 million. $53 million! "Oh no," says Lemon Dog. "I don't have enough cash." Lemon Dog is very upset. He doesn't know how to deal with it. But it's his lucky day. The cashier has a crush on him. She thinks he is beautiful, sexy, and delicious. She says, "I like you, Lemon Dog. If you invite me to your party, I'll make up the difference." "Great," says Lemon Dog. "You're invited." He pays $40 million and she pays $13 million. Lemon Dog leaves with his lemons and gives the cashier his telephone number. "Call me," he says as he smiles and leaves the store.